Today, March 14th, is Pi Day. A little refresher, pi is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter, and that turns out to be the mathematical constant 3.14, and so on, to infinity. So today is 314, and that makes today Pi Day for many math fans. In honor of this year's Pi Day, musician Michael Blake got the idea to compose, record, and put on YouTube a musical interpretation of pi.
I've always been kind of fascinated with how music is related to math. I think at one point I said, I wonder if I could take some kind of equation or a numerical sequence and just translate it into music. What would it sound like? You know, would it be totally amazing? Would it be completely nonsense? I wanted to use pi as much as I could in the composition, so I said, okay, I'm going to be in C. C will be 1, D will be 2, and I'm just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, you know, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, you know, whatever number comes up in the sequence, that note gets played. So that creates the melody. And then the chords are also gleaned from pi. I started with one instrument, laid that down, and then I added another instrument, laid that down. And then it was just a matter of arranging it so that it musically felt good. I never claimed for it to be a literal scientific interpretation. It's an artistic interpretation of pi. For some reason, people really connected with it, and the YouTube hits are like climbing and climbing, and I've been getting a lot of requests saying, oh, you've got to do the Fibonacci sequence next, or you got to do phi, or Euler's constant, or all these like mathematical things that I actually don't, you know, I'm not a math guy, really. I'm just a musician. It's random enough to where it's kind of odd, but then because it's all based in the major scale, it musically works out enough to where it's sort of pleasing to the ear. For me, it has this great combination of like pleasant, but also slightly weird, you know, kind of haunting. So yeah, it did work out pretty good.
That's musician Michael Blake of Portland, Oregon, talking about his new song based on pi. You can see Blake's YouTube video on our website, nprmusic.org.